Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios at KKNW here on 1150 AM in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and to make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make the Earth a better place. I want to thank everyone so much for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in the 3.1 million Seattle and Puget Sound area and the fastest growing metaphysical and spiritual radio program in the world with over 100,000 listeners in over 60 countries. Today's shows will be really special because during the first hour from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I'll be interviewing Simon Parkes, a famous English politician whose parents were members of British intelligence, and what he has to say is absolutely fascinating. Please stay tuned. He'll be on in just a few minutes. During the second hour from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I'll be interviewing another fascinating gentleman named Wayne Wingington. He's the head of Geoengineering Watch, and he presents scientific evidence documenting the secret U.S. government weather modification chemical spray program. He came out recently with two different articles on his website at www.geoengineeringwatch.org, in which he presents strong scientific evidence for the alteration of weather patterns here in the United States to artificially produce a blizzard and 20 below temperatures in the North Dakota area in an apparent attempt to freeze out the water protectors there. But we'll be going into that with him in the next hour. I appreciate so much everyone's support for this radio program because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com. And for everyone who donates at least $25 today, I'd be very happy to give them a good reading. Please, if you're interested in that, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Or you can call me on my cell here in the United States at 509-750-9793 or toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-888-879-8339. I want to thank everyone so much for the donations and support, especially Anita in Dublin, Ireland, Marku in Helsinki, Finland, Judith in California, Emma Louise and John Eric in Norway, Rian Allen in Camino Island, Robert, Julie, and Louise in Bellevue, Randy and Jessica in Mercer Island, Darren in Olympia, Washington, Corey in Kent, Robert in Bellevue, Tom Frazen and Sig Sigby in Norway, David Lowe in Singapore, Ron McGregor and Rod Shastri in Toronto, Canada, and everyone around the world who've helped me raise consciousness and make this planet a better place. I also would like to thank the many sponsors of this show, including Crystal at the Crystal Voyage Bookstore and the wonderful Orion Tech Computers of Bend, Oregon. We're also looking for sponsors and advertisers for the show. Any advertising on the program will have a worldwide audience of over 100,000 people in over 60 countries for your goods and services. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this planet a much better and happier place. With that, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol's designing my website, providing wonderful support. My friends Michiko Hayashi, as well as Hiro Emoto, Mrs. Emoto of the Emoto Peace Project and Emoto Office in Tokyo. My friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting my show. My angelic and earthly family, as well as my wonderful producer, Eric, and my station manager, Eric Crema, whose help and support this program would not have been possible. I've started a spiritual mentoring program. I've been in touch with the other side for over 22 years, and my accuracy rate for readings is very high. If you'd like to learn how to contact the other side or would like a reading, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can just call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. I wanted to tell you, too, Out of This World Television is now broadcasting three times a week on Comcast Channel 22 here in the Puget Sound area, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m., Wednesdays at 1:30 p.m., and Saturdays at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Comcast Channel 22. The programs are also available both on YouTube and Vimeo under either Ted Marr or Out of This World Television. I want to thank everyone who came to my Galactic Wisdom Conference in June 2016. It was a big success. We're having another conference on March 10, 11, and 12 in 2017 in Olympia, Washington. Following the conference on March 14th and 15th, I'll be bringing in the world's most famous Hado therapist from Tokyo, Japan, a Dr. Yoshi, who will be selling Hado machines and giving Hado treatments. There's already people signing up for the treatments, and earlier this year we couldn't fit everybody in. So if you are interested on getting a treatment, please send me an email now so you can get on the list early. My email again is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And if you register before the end of next month, you'll save $25 off the registration price. Scott Lemriel will be there, and I've also invited Jim Mars to my conference, as well as Billy Fay Woodard and Zora of the Hollow Earth, and former Canadian Defense Minister Paul Hellyer to come. I think this should be a fascinating conference, and I hope you can all come. Briefly, I wanted to tell you as well of a free event that I'm sponsoring at the Washington RV and Event Center at 9101 Stillicum Road in Olympia, called the Cosmic Awareness Fair, on Saturday, January 21st, 2017. We'll have well over 20 vendors, and admission will be free, and I'll be giving a presentation on the Emoto Peace Project at 1 p.m. that day with wonderful children's books. So if you'd like one of the messages from Water children's books, please come. I'll be giving those out. For those of you in Europe, I'll be visiting Damanur, the eco-spiritual community outside of Turin, Italy, in January 2017, their guests. It's an incredibly interesting place. Every month they hold what's called an oracle to determine decisions, and I'll be participating in that oracle on January 12, 2017. They also have a very advanced scientific laboratory where plants are hooked up to electronic instruments, and the plants actually play music. It should be the visit should be out of this world. And if you're in the Italy area, Germany, France, Switzerland, please come by. I would really enjoy meeting you. In the next couple of weeks, I'll be having the famous medium James von Prague on my show, as well as a new secret guest who is participating in the secret space program. He actually lived on Mars and Moon, and he hasn't been on my show before, but he's coming on, and it should be really, really interesting. And with that, I'd like to bring on my first guest, Simon Parks, who's coming to us live from England. Simon, welcome back to Out of This World Radio and Television.
Thank you very much, Ted. It's an absolute pleasure to come back onto your wonderful show.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Simon. You know, thanks to the miracle of technology, you sound like you're right here in the same room where I am. So that's good. That's amazing. A little bit about your background for people who are not familiar with your wonderful work. You're a lifelong experiencer of aliens, shadow people, elementals, and UFOs, and this includes mantis beings, draconis, reptilian, feline, small and tall, gray creatures, crystalline beings, and other creatures, as you've written on your website, that just can't be identified. Your biological mother worked for the British Secret Service, called MI5, between 1965 and 1979. And while she was in British intelligence, she was also worked, in fact, jointly for the National Security Agency here in the United States. And she had a fascinating background, and your grandfather was also a British diplomat who worked for the foreign arm of the British intelligence called MI6. You went public with your story in 2010, and since that time, you've toured all over the world, and you just have a fascinating background, Simon. And with that, I'd like to give the floor to you, and you're welcome to talk about anything you like. There's been so much happening, as we discussed off the air a few minutes ago, with the election, with the oil pipeline in North Dakota. I want you to pick the topic you'd like to start to talk about today, because there's so many things going on in the world.
Well, first of all, thank you very much for inviting me onto your show. You have done your homework, Ted. I just add that my grandfather, while he worked for MI6, he was actually working for the CIA. Oh. So both my biological mother and grandfather were reporting to the American intelligence through the British. And it was always amusing for me that my grandfather, who was a Brit through and through, would use American terminology. So in England, of course, we say trousers, but you guys say pants. And we say a tap, and you guys say a faucet. And we say a wardrobe, and you say a closet. But my grandfather would use all these American words because he was so in and out of American embassies or talking to American people that he changed his English words and used American words. So that was really quite a bit of a giveaway, I think. So thank you for sort of giving me an open floor.
My pleasure.
Very, very kind. I'm very happy to do that. I've always said that the three most important countries in the world are Germany, Great Britain, and the United States of America, but I would actually include Canada in that. So much has been happening in the US. Maybe it's a good place to start. You talked about the black snake and the pipeline. President-elect Trump has a connection with that. And don't know if others have perhaps said anything, but he was one of the movers in putting a stop on it. It's difficult for him because he's not yet the president.
Right.
I have been told that it was one of the first things that he did. Now, I'm not saying that it can be completely stopped, but he's actually put a brake on it. So that's come from him. Very difficult for him because he doesn't take office until, what is it, the 20th of January, something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
So it's very difficult. Many people were saying, you know, well, why hasn't the swamp been drained? And they said, well, you know, it's in a limbo situation. I think, Ted, for me, what's been really shocking, and that's saying something, because anybody who's familiar with my work knows that I've experienced some unusual things. And so to be shocked is quite something. But what shocks me is how the American citizens, the American people, are not getting anything like the truth through the established media. And they have two options. One is to listen to shows like yours and get the truth, or to tune into European stations and get something that's a bit more the truth. So many Americans are unaware that the Clintons, that's Bill and Hillary, have moved $1.6 billion of their own money to Switzerland accounts and to Qatari accounts in case Trump really does try to arrest either one or both of them.
Wow.
And they're both ready to do a runner. And remember, the Rothschilds have actually taken retirement in Switzerland. So I understand that the Clintons have got an apartment, if we can call it that, not too far from where he's based.
Wow.
So America is the place to be. It's the place to watch. And I was always very careful not to get involved in American politics. I didn't say to people, vote this way, that way.
Right.
But what I did say was, had Hillary Clinton won the election, then we would have had a world war within 6 weeks.
My goodness.
So we've got a situation with somebody who is not going to have a world war. So just from that perspective, Ted, it's excellent that the American people chose the way they did. And all power to them, because something like 3 million to 5 million votes were fake through the dead people that seemed to amazingly voted through the absentee votes. What is incredible is that the willpower of the American people determined to come through this. And that's why America is still great. That's why the American people are still great, because when it comes to it, they're not going to be pushed around. So I'm really happy to talk about anything, but are there any subjects that your listeners are particularly keen on at the moment?
Well, I'd like to talk about the pipeline in North Dakota, but before we go to that, I'd like to share a little vignette with you, Simon, that happened to me actually. It was many years ago. I had gone to the London School of Economics back in the summer of 1979, and when I was on my flight back in August of 1979, I happened to pick up a newspaper at Heathrow. And there in the front page, Simon, was a front page story about the origin of AIDS and how it was actually created in a laboratory by some American scientists working for the U.S. military. And I brought the paper back with me, and I had a chance, and I checked on the media back in the United States, and Simon, there wasn't one article about it, nothing. And I had run into this before where the news sources had been shut down here in the United States. But so much of what we get is highly filtered, and I appreciate your support so much for this radio program. I know there's also a lot of other good people out there trying to get the truth out. Much of our news here is not only filtered, but they also dwell on negativity. And I've always tried to maintain a positive a slant to my program. I think the planet is headed for we're all headed for a very beautiful and bright future, and I think the tide has changed too. I appreciate your comments about the oil pipeline in North Dakota. Where do you see that going? By the way, now I have to tell you I did a prayer last week on my show where I meditated. I asked everyone around the world listening to my show then to send love and light to Standing Rock. And visualize a peaceful place where the pipeline wasn't built, but not only more than that new energy sources would come around, not only in the United States but around the world, which would be non-polluting and really help the planet out, wouldn't pollute it. And I think those prayers really did help. And I'd love your comments on where do you think the situation back there is going to go next.
Well, I think prayers, good wishes, energy, thoughts of a positive nature, especially coming from a show like yours that connects with maybe upwards of 150,000 people directly, and then goodness knows how many listening in afterwards. That is something that really does bring change. Mm-hmm. And that's why I will always come on your show, because it's a high quality show, and it reaches people who really do want to know the truth. And I think the important thing about this pipeline, well, it's the truth, Ted. Mm-hmm. The importance about this pipeline is that it epitomized the struggle between greed on one hand, mm-hmm. and the love of the planet on the other hand. Mm-hmm. And even for ordinary people who, to use a cliche, are not awake, this was a stark contrast between mm-hmm. the grabbing, multinational, capitalist-type, crazed, money-making people, mm-hmm. And those who have very little but are happy in their connection with the planet. Mm-hmm. And for the record, I don't have any problem with capitalism. My problem is greed, mm-hmm. where somebody says, I have a piece of a cake, mm-hmm. and I'm not sharing it with you. Now, that's what's wrong here. And what we were seeing was a destruction of an environment, the wish to trample over people with many, many, many years of a very sacred and special history, mm-hmm. purely simply because shareholders, stocks and bondholders, mm-hmm. Are seeing their profits disappear. And what happened was that right across the planet, and you're absolutely right, Ted, probably from about between the 7th and the 12th of September, mm-hmm. there was a interesting energy change here. Mm-hmm. And how I see it happening, I think that the when the new president takes office, mm-hmm. that is the great opportunity to put a stop to it. Mm-hmm. How do I see it happening? I think that the publicity, and that's what it comes down to, has been so damaging for these greedy people, mm-hmm. that more than anything else has stopped it. And the good prayers that you and others have done have given strength to the people on the ground, mm-hmm. because there's nothing worse than thinking you're on your own. And if you're standing there and you're fighting a great army, mm-hmm. There's nothing more wonderful than knowing that there's lots and lots of good people behind you. So that's why it's really important to try and balance the books here. Mm-hmm. So how do I think it will end in victory for good. Mm-hmm. I actually think that it's not worth these people pushing this. The damage to them is greater than the profit they'll make. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually very positive about that. Mm-hmm. So I can't say any more, because really and truly it's going to depend on the new president. It really will. It will be down to him. There's no question of it.
Right, right. I wanted to give you this little story, Simon. And also, too, for my listeners, I wanted to tell you that I've invited Simon to my Galactic Wisdom Conference in March 2017 here in Olympia, Washington. And he will be giving a presentation. So if you'd like to hear more of Simon, please come to my conference then. And anyway, I wanted to tell you, back on July 25th, 2014, I had a wonderful man named Dr. Masaru Emoto. I'm sure you've heard of him, Simon. He found that if you direct positive thoughts at a glass of water, they'll turn into these beautiful, wonderful water crystals. And so I asked him midway through the show, would this work for conflict or help create world peace? And he said, most certainly. So then we did an intention experiment at about 3:30 p.m. on July 25th, 2014, where he and I asked all my listeners to send lots of love and light to the Palestinians and the Israelis who were fighting at the time, and for them to have a 12-hour ceasefire to exchange medical supplies and food and the wounded. Well, after the show ended at 4, and I went back to a place I was staying, and I got to my place at about 8:30, and I just thought, I wonder what happened after our prayer we did. I wonder if it worked. So I turned on the television on CNN, of all things, and at that very moment, the Israelis and the Palestinians had agreed to a 12-hour ceasefire to exchange food, medical supplies, and the wounded. So it worked. I was completely so happy about that. And so now I do prayers frequently on the program for various things. I've done many prayers for Fukushima in the past. I think that's helped. We did one a week ago for Standing Rock. I'll be doing one probably next hour for Standing Rock. But I think people are realizing, Simon, that we are all powerful spiritual beings meant to create a beautiful, loving, and harmonious planet with the help of the Supreme Being, the Creator, God, if you will. And we don't have to live in a planet that's full of disharmony and war and fighting, because I think most people are tired of it, and they want to get along, and they want happiness, not only for themselves, but for other people, other countries, and other nations as well.
Well, I'm not going to disagree with you. you're absolutely right. The thing is that many people need to be given a vision. Many mm-hmm. people need to be shown there is an alternative, and that's the problem. What the establishment have done mm-hmm. is make people dependent upon a structure, upon mm-hmm. a system. Mm-hmm. And when people begin to understand that there is an alternative, right. and that alternative is better than the one we have now, mm-hmm. then that means that the elite will lose control of the citizenry. Mm-hmm. And you talked about changing material actions with energy thoughts, and I just want to give another example to the listeners mm-hmm. who, if they'd like to go on a search engine, and they can go and find this, and they'll find it's absolutely true. Mm-hmm. The NSA, as your listeners will know, is tasked with intercepting every form of communication right across the planet. It doesn't matter whether it's a cell phone, mm-hmm. whether it's a fax machine or a telephone, they will intercept, and they will intercept everything, and they mm-hmm. store everything. Mm-hmm. Well, they never had the ability they wanted to, and then the new facility, which is 2 years old now, was built at Bluffdale, mm-hmm. and that had the facility and has the facility to store every piece of communication on the planet. Prior to that, mm-hmm. Google, the big company, actually mm-hmm. had a large ships out in international waters, and they were in international waters deliberately so that they couldn't be taken to court by any country. Mm-hmm. And they were just absolutely full of computers, and they were storing all of the intercepts for the NSA. Huh. Now, they don't need to do that now because Bluffdale was built. But if your listeners have the time, they might like to see that. I think it's about 2 years ago now, so much mm-hmm. has happened. Mm-hmm. But there was a ribbon-cutting exercise at Bluffdale, and all the great and the good were called to cut the ribbon to open this facility.
The great and the good. That's funny. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm always very respectful to the elite, you see, as mm-hmm. as you can tell. I don't give anybody sure. in power a reason to, you know, go against us, because sure. Sure. don't use any bad language. I just tell the truth, just like you do, Ted.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
And amazingly, just literally as they were about to cut the ribbon, all of the power to Bluffdale went out. The whole thing, the ribbon cutting ceremony had to be cancelled. Mm. The whole thing was plunged into darkness. Oh, wow. And this is how we send messages. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know how that happened, you know, Ted. Mm-hmm. I couldn't possibly say, mm-hmm. but that's how messages mm-hmm. are sent to very elite people, that intentions of goodness can always outweigh evil thoughts.
Right.
Sometimes these people need, as we say in England, a slap round the face with a wet fish. Mm-hmm. Not one from the West Coast, of course, because it would be full of radiation from Fukushima. Mm-hmm. So basically, it is worth doing, and mm-hmm. more and more people are realizing that they can change their personal lives mm-hmm. and the lives of, you know, government and the way that their country is run mm-hmm. by the way they think and how they act. And I've never, ever advocated violence, but what I have advocated is people working together in groups mm-hmm. and sending focused good thoughts to help good people and to challenge those that are not so good. So, you know, that's exactly right, Ted. That's what we need, and we need it right across the planet. And you'll find that it's not just one country, but there are these groups everywhere. And talking about the gentleman there, I think either he or someone did an experiment where they wrote the word Adolf Hitler mm. on a piece of paper, put it into some water and froze it. And when they looked at the ice crystals under a microscope, mm-hmm. they found they were deformed. Wow. But when they wrote the word love and peace wow. on a piece of paper, and put that into the water and froze it, they found the crystals were beautifully formed. Mm-hmm. So I'm absolutely no doubt that the power of wood, remember that's where magic comes from, to spell things out. But the power of thought, if used correctly, can overcome any evil on the planet.
One of the beautiful things I've learned from working with the Emoto Office and Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo, Japan, they do so much wonderful work. Their website, by the way, is www.emotopeaceproject.me, is that words have harmony, words have meaning, and in Shintoism in Japan, everything has a spirit in it. And one thing, I've been writing a book. It's called Messages from the Masters, Cosmic Wisdom from Jack Kennedy, Professor Albert Einstein, Nostradamus, and a lot of other wonderful spirits. And I'm almost done with the book, and I want to just give you this quote. I actually got it last night from Jack Kennedy and President Kennedy. This is from his inauguration on January 21st, 1961, and he said it during his speech. He said, "And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country." And then he writes, "My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man." And I asked him if he would change that today, and he would say, "My fellow citizens of the world, ask what we can do together for the freedom of all peoples to create a beautiful, peaceful planet." And he wanted me to share that with you now. So,
well, that's interesting, because that means that he's seen how things have, and he's changed, he's developed, he's understood, he's realized that things have moved. Mm-hmm. And that's why, actually, interestingly enough, that's why President-elect Trump, when he made his speech after Clinton had agreed that she couldn't win the election, that's why he actually said that he has the support. It's very unusual for anyone to say this, but he said, "I have the support of 200 generals and admirals," and he actually made that as part of his speech. Wow. And the reason for that, NBC, etc., didn't, they only clipped some of the speech, they didn't see it in full. But here in Great Britain, I, like many others, stayed up all night. And he definitely said during his acceptance speech that he has 200 generals and admirals who support him. The reason for that was a warning: you're not going to murder me, assassinate me, as you did to Kennedy. And that was his major speech at that point, is that if you try to take me out, you will bring civil war. So we need to understand that whether we like Trump or not, he is fully aware of many things. And one of my members of Connecting Consciousness, that is the organization that I formed some months ago now, right across the English-speaking world, to try to bring harmony to many places. A member of my group actually had a 15-minute talk with President-elect Trump and told him about aliens.
Really? And, fascinating.
Yes,
fascinating.
15 minutes. Talked about energy, and aliens were part of that talk. And she was not met with any sort of resistance at all.
Excellent.
So that tells me that he already has either been briefed or he has experience himself. So who knows what the future is in terms of that, but certainly the Earth is on a positive timeline, much more so had the other person won.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, Simon. I know that there was a shift in September during those dates, and I've been told also, Simon, that in December, between December 21st, right into Christmas on the 24th, 25th, there will be another a blast of positive energy from the central sun of the universe. And to be prepared, in September, I know I was very, very tired. I had a lot of energy coming into me. November, October were lighter months, and I'm just now getting my energy back. Have you gotten any information about when the next wave will hit the planet in a good way?
Well, yes. I've got December going into January, but let's not split hairs on that.
Okay.
We're agreeing that something's coming in. Right. Yes, people will notice that their eating patterns will have changed. They're eating less. And I would say, people, please remember that you do have a biological body. You have an organic body, and you know you still need to eat. Although many people are changing their patterns. The sleep patterns are being affected. People are becoming psychic, greater than they have. These are changes that are occurring. Talking about energy waves, There has been a meeting. We talk about Antarctica and the North Pole, and I'm sure that the established media must have mentioned to the American citizens that the Vice President Joe Biden has been over at a meeting at Antarctica.
There was just a short blurb on the news here, Simon, saying that he traveled down there, but right. No details were given. It's much like it could have been on the news about Trump's speech regarding his support of the military, but I don't remember it. So,
okay, did the established media talk about an astronaut, American astronaut, also attending the meeting?
I don't remember it. No,
mm-hmm. Buzz Aldrin. Yeah, it was Buzz Aldrin. Buzz okay. Aldrin also was called in.
Okay.
To the meeting, but because Buzz is not particularly well, he had to come home.
Mm-hmm.
There has been some off-planet meetings. Well, they're on planet, but they're from entities off-planet. Mm-hmm. And the reason that Buzz Aldrin was brought in was because he has experience of this particular race. He has met them when he's been in space, mm-hmm. and he was brought in because they are aware of him. Mm-hmm. But it was more like the establishment wanted Buzz Aldrin to confirm that these beings were who they said they were.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There are a number of meetings going on at the moment because the elite are losing control of the peoples across the planet. The human consciousness is raising so fast now that the bad guys, and I'm going to call them that, the bad guys cannot keep up with it.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I do want people to be aware of, and I'm like you, Ted, this is not about fear. This is about knowledge. Mm-hmm. Knowledge is power.
Right.
Because I know the human race is going to come out the other end much better than it is now.
Right.
But it's a difficult journey. And one of the things I want people to be aware of is the term false flag is used quite a lot.
Sure.
But
sure.
It's an electromagnetic pulse, an EMP wave. And there are serious talks amongst these people who are so detached from the rest of us that they don't understand our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And they are seriously looking at creating a blackout around many, many centers of the world by detonating a nuclear weapon in the atmosphere, mm-hmm. but a certain type of weapon that will produce an EMP blast, and they're going to blame it on a sunspot or a corona ejection,
mm-hmm.
and it will throw large areas into complete chaos, and this is what they believe they need to regain control of humanity through a military form of government,
mm-hmm.
because they've lost it through deception,
mm-hmm.
they've lost it through the art of the television, through the art of the cinema, through the art mm-hmm. of music. All of those things have failed them,
mm-hmm.
And one of the biggest indicators we have is Cheyenne Mountain, where NORAD used to be based,
right?
And NORAD were kicked out. The space was required for very advanced computers that are all space-based
mm-hmm.
To do with that. And they spent $980 million. It was just under $1 billion to EMP-proof it.
Mm.
And it was EMP-proofed back in April or May of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And civilian contractors, both in the United States of America and in Great Britain, have been told to start EMP proofing all of their power grid. So key power sources are being EMP proofed, and that means in an old fashioned relay station, then you start to put plates in the ground. Now that tells me that this is one of the cards that they are ready to play. So I just want people to be aware that although we are going to come out the other end, Ted, and we're going to be fine, it's going to be a little bit challenging just getting there.
I have to share these two stories with you, Simon. I'd love your opinion on them, both of them. It was about maybe a month ago where there was an alleged earthquake off of the Sea of Japan, off of Japan, off of Fukushima, in the same location where allegedly there was an earthquake back in March of 2011. According to my information sources, that was a nuclear device placed at the bottom of the Sea of Japan to create a tsunami to destroy these reactors and then have the radiation spew all over the world and all over the Pacific to reduce population. But at any rate, about a month ago, there was a alleged 7.3 or 7.8 Richter scale earthquake there. I don't believe it was a real earthquake. I think it was another nuclear device placed at the bottom of the ocean there. But you know what happened is that the tsunami that could have been very damaging to the reactors at Fukushima and at Japan completely fizzled out. Nothing happened.
Yes, I totally agree with you. And I think 4 days ago, there was a quake off your west coast, mm-hmm. which is 6.8. Mm-hmm. But again, and people can check this out.
Right.
They might come back with 6.2. I've been given the figures mm-hmm. of 6.8. Mm-hmm. But again, there was no appreciable damage. Something really loves this planet. Something really wants the human race to run its course,
right.
to try to evolve, which means giving us a fair playing field, leveling the ground.
Right.
How can we evolve properly right. if we're being tricked and lied to? So right. something is interfering for a positive reason and saying, look, just leave these guys alone, let them get on and find their own way. So I totally agree with you. We are getting help.
Well, I know that right after this earthquake happened, all over my Facebook page, there were people saying prayers to minimize any damage by this alleged earthquake. I don't think it was an earthquake. I think it was another nuclear bomb placed there to cause damage to the beautiful people and country of Japan. But I think those prayers really, really helped. The second thing I wanted to bring up, it you may not have heard about it in England, but about 3 or 4 months ago, the entire headquarters of Delta Airlines, one of the world's largest airlines, was shut down completely in Atlanta. People think that it was from an EMP-directed attack right at their system to see what would happen. The system was shut down for 24 hours. All the planes were grounded. I know that there were very few planes flying. What planes which were flying were manually loaded on the plane. They couldn't use any computers. But later, Delta Airlines made an announcement that there was a power outage from the local power company. The power company said they didn't do anything. Do you think that might have been a test run for an EMP attack?
Yes, I absolutely agree with you. And some members of what we loosely call the alternative media mm-hmm. Misunderstood that. Mm-hmm. And they thought that Julia Assange of WikiLeaks mm-hmm. was actually spirited away from that airport at that time, and that was all a cover. Well, to be honest, that's absolute nonsense, because if you're going to spirit someone away like that, you take them to a military United States Air Force base mm-hmm. and you fly them out. You do not take them into a major civilian hub. Mm-hmm. So what they were interested in, and I don't know how much information you have on this, but mm-hmm. if I can give you something that's new,
okay.
what they were interested in was the civilian radar. Civilian radar is specifically designed so it filters out certain things.
Uh-huh.
For instance, it doesn't detect something flying at a very slow speed, and civilian radar does not detect things flying at a very fast speed. It detects it, but the software does not transfer that across to the operator because unidentified flying objects have the ability to fly incredibly low or incredibly fast.
Mm-hmm.
However, civilian radar is very, very effective. It's a net. It covers everything. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't designed, the MP blast wasn't designed to take out the terminal building and to see how the coffee machine stopped working.
Mm-hmm.
It was designed to see the effect it had on its ability to manage the radar information, which radars were knocked out, how long for, how quickly did it take them to repair it.
Mm-hmm.
And that information is then fed into a computer, and that computer then models and profiles and just says, well, let's imagine that was a military base. And then what they'll do is they say, okay, if it was underground, and they'll do different models for 50 feet, 100 feet, 200 feet, how would that reduce? So the deeper you are, the less the EMP effect.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly if you are in a very solid rock or a rock that has a high uranium type signature,
mm-hmm.
it reduces incredibly. So it was an EMP attack.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody in that facility knew. So you're absolutely right, Ted.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought, and I later heard about that as well. So I know I had some friends flying that day, and their planes were – they got on their flight, but they were loaded manually. And I thought to
yes.
myself, how odd for just their Delta Airlines facilities to be targeted in Atlanta, Georgia, here in the United States, and nothing else. And later, the airline said that there was a power outage from the local power company, and then the power company said, "Well, we didn't have anything to do with it." So, when you have stories like that, something major happening, and there's incongruencies between the explanations, then I know that that something's up. What do your sources see for the coming year? I know we have a lot of challenges coming up. I know we're going to overcome them. You've talked about a possible EMP attack. Anything else coming on the horizon that you see that they may try?
Yep. First of all, let's just go back a little bit. Okay. No facility, whether it is a hospital, a police station or an airport, just relies on one source of power. They always have backups. Mm-hmm. And if the local power company lost out, I can assure you that if it was a genuine power outage, that facility has the ability to draw on current from another contractor, from another utility. Sure. The very fact they didn't tells me that it had nothing to do with that. Mm-hmm. I think the major thing, first of all, is the effect that an economic difficulty across the Western world potentially could have. This is not something that the bad guys are planning. This is the first thing that they haven't planned. In other words, we have an economic reset on the way, and this is not organized or planned for the first time in this planet's history by those in power. Every other boom and bust has been organized by the elite. This time it's out of their control. I'd like listeners in January to watch Italy very carefully. I have an Italian bank which may well have to what we call in Europe a bail-in. And a bail-in is basically where a bank takes the money from people's bank accounts. I call it robbery, but it's apparently quite legal if it's done by the government. So one of the Italian, well, they did it in Greece.
Europe. That's true. They did. Yeah. People were very happy about that.
So the precedent has been set. But I want your listeners to remember my words and to look in January, February for Italy, because we've had the election. And the funny thing is, Ted, I have my own radio show. It's a very small radio show. It's nothing as grand as yours. But nevertheless, I have my own slot. Twice a month I go on and do a radio show. And it was the day of the Italian election, and the polls had 2 hours to close. And I was asked a question, because I take live questions from the audience. And that's my format I prefer. And I said that the Italian Prime Minister was going to lose the election and that he was going to resign. And this could cause them to leave the European Union. And then the next day the results were given, and lo and behold, the Italian president lost the election and he resigned. Now, the importance about that is not I'm right. That's not what I'm saying. That's not the important point here. The important point is that the Italian people are like the American people. They turned around and said, we want to change. We don't. And if they follow that through, then after Great Britain has left the European Union, you'll find Italy following. Now, if those two countries do that, that's the end of the European government. So here we have, I think, a real sign that the consciousness of humanity is actually saying, we're fed up with being pushed around. You guys at the top have no interest in our welfare, and we're going to send you a message. And I think that's what we're seeing. We're seeing peaceful change. But some other bits I want to bring in, because it does upset me that the American people know less about their own country than some people outside of their own country. And I just wanted to give you some information.
Thanks.
It may be old, out of date now, but I think it's important. Back in November, before you guys had your full election to choose early times, it was either late October actually, the Clintons attempted a coup in Washington. Did you have any info on that, Ted?
Absolutely nothing in our press, nothing on Facebook, nothing.
Did you hear anything in the alternative news about it?
Nothing.
All right, okay. When I talk about coup, I don't mean people running around Capitol Hill with guns. I'm talking about people phoning up people and saying, you know that video we've got of you having sex with the prostitute? If you don't do what we want, we're going to give that to your wife. That happened. And there was a counter coup. And that's why, and there must be some of your listeners who must know this, at 3 o'clock in the morning, the National Guard in over 30 states, or was it 25 states, were called up. The National Guard in over 20 states of America were called up. And they were all in their vehicles. They didn't actually leave, but they all called their vehicles. And these were all states that were marginal states for the election. So we had a coup and a counter coup. And this is what's been going on. We've had members of the CIA and the FBI working against Capitol Hill, actually for the right reasons.
Wonderful.
Well, you've got corrupt, not all of them, but many politicians are corrupt. And there are people who are in the military who have wives and husbands, brothers, sisters, children, and they're saying, we're going to put our families first. We're not having any more of this. Enough is enough. You've murdered one president. You've blackmailed several others. We're sick of it. And so I do believe right across the planet, particularly in the States and in Great Britain, what we say in England, the cat's out the bag. The boiling pan has pushed the lid up and they can't get it down. So I hope that when we get things the way we all want them to be, the truth will come out. And I hope that American people will be forgiving. I hope they can. There are some people actually that I can't forgive, but many of them I can. And I hope that many people will be able to forgive and try to understand that many people in power were blackmailed into doing the things they've done.
Sure, sure. One thing that I liked, I'd love to get your opinion on this. At the end of apartheid in South Africa, I believe in the early 90s, 91, 92, instead of going out and imprisoning many of the people there who were the architects of apartheid, which caused so much suffering in South Africa, they instead had a Truth and Reconciliation Commission where people, all they asked is for people to come forth and tell the truth, Simon, but they didn't end up in prison. And that kind of model would be nice, I think, for the United States as well, eventually, just to bring people forward, let them tell whatever they want to tell as far as the truth of what they've done, and then let God work out the karmic, whatever karma it is for them.
You know what's wonderful about your country is you're American first and black or Chinese or whatever it is afterwards. And I think that what they did in Africa was say, we're South Africans first,
right?
Everything else comes afterwards. In other words, if you come up here on the stage, apologize and learn, that's fine. But if you don't, we're going to come after you. And the important point here is that a country needs men and women of skills and abilities. And if you say, and you do, if you do what the Americans did, and I'm Americans, I don't mean the American people, I mean the elite, they did what they did in Iraq. They actually turned their back on all of the officialdom, all of the infrastructure. So what did those people do? They went underground and became terrorists. If you say to people, look, you weren't the kingpin, you weren't the top man, you were middle management, you did wrong, but you know what, we'll forgive you because we need your skills. If you can learn and you can change and understand, then we'll set you free. And that way you have a large percentage of people who are basically good, who will come back into the fold and will work for the betterment of the people and the country. If you just turn around and say, we're going to hang everyone, well, you know better than they are. So I totally agree with that. That's the way forward.
Right. And I think people are especially tired of the fighting and the war, the conflict on the planet, and they truly want to live in harmony and peace. Sure, there's going to be a lot of healing that's going to be done, but I think everyone should, I know this sounds perhaps idealistic, Simon, but I think it'd be good for people to try to take the high road in any conflict and just send them lots of love and light and hope that they'll reach the inner God within them to do the right thing.
Yes, because otherwise we failed. It's very important that as we approach it sounds very military, but as we approach victory, and for goodness sake, this has been many, many hundreds of thousands of years in the making, and that's why everybody on this planet now is privileged to be here and privileged to choose whether they play a role or whether they are an observer. I mean, in my own group of Connecting Consciousness, we've had a number of attacks lately where people who erstwhile have been, you know, very good and hardworking, suddenly have gone off the handle. And we see that where energies manipulate people. The reason they do it is because we're so near to breaking free. If we didn't have all these problems, what it would mean is we weren't an issue. We weren't, you know, we were well under control. The fact that we are, you know, aware of these means that somebody doesn't like human consciousness evolving and is desperately trying to stop it. Well, they can't. So, I mean, I would be concerned if everything seemed to be okay. Because then I would think, well, we're not doing what we should be doing. So, I mean, I'm aware now we're nearly up to the hour, Ted.
We have about 4 minutes left, and I just want to make this brief announcement. I've been interviewing a wonderful man named Simon Parks, coming to life to us by Skype from England, and he's a fascinating gentleman. I'm so happy to have you on today, Simon. I want to tell you briefly that I think this planet is slated for ascension, and I think that it is our destiny to become a kind, benevolent, and beautiful, loving planet, much like President Kennedy tried to do back when he was president back in the early 60s. But I think the change now is not coming from the top down as it did from his administration, but rather from the bottom up, like people like you and me worldwide who are making a difference. And with that, I'd like to give you the rest of the time on the show. You've got about 3 minutes left.
Oh, that's very kind of you. I totally agree with you. This is what it's about. It's now. This is the time. For many people who have reincarnated on this planet time and time again, there's an American word which in the last, I don't know, 10, 15 years has made its way to Great Britain. And that's finally. We're just beginning to use that word now here in Great Britain, as you guys do. And I would say there will be some very, very evolved beings or consciousness or whatever you want to call it, who will watch this planet and the human race, and they will say, finally, they've done it. They've broken free. Now we can welcome them, and we can deal with them on a more even basis. The thing is that as a human race, we have been conditioned to believe that we need a savior. And that was a false flag. They wanted to try and bring a false savior in on us. But the reality is that every man, woman, and child is his or her own savior. We have the answers within ourselves. We have to look within ourselves, but we sometimes need help to unlock it or to be shown the door. But once we're shown the door, the right door to go through, then we don't need any more help. And that's the point, that we don't want a situation where we are completely and utterly led by the nose. We need to be helped, shown, and then left to get on with it. And I think that's what you, I, and many, many other people are trying to do, which is to say the human race is the most wonderful thing going. It is. I have personally met what you could call aliens, off-planet entities. And yes, technologically, they are hundreds of years, some of them are thousands of years ahead of us. But you know, Ted, spiritually, they're not advanced than us. Spiritually, the human race has the potential to connect to the 12th dimension. Has the ability to go through in a way that many of these alien races can only dream of, and many of them actually can't even dream of it because they've no concept of it. And that's why they oppress us, these bad guys, because they are fearful of what we can become. That's what it's all about. And so, you know, I'm delighted to be on your radio show. I love you very much. I love the American people very much. I want them to be being strong. I want them to seek the truth. And I'd be delighted to appear on Skype on your show in March.
Wonderful. That's for the conference. Thank you so much, Simon, for coming on today. Please stay tuned for Dane Winnington of Geoengineering Watch in the next couple of minutes. Thank you so much for coming on, Simon. Bye-bye.